Exclusive: Mexican cartel boss using children as human shields in turf war. By Cartel Chronicles on December 20, 2020. A ruthless drug cartel boss is dressing up children as self-defense members and activists. He is reportedly paying them to stand at the town entrances as human shields in an attempt to keep a rival cartel from attacking. This ruthless cartel boss is the same drug lord who previously ordered a hit on a Breitbart, Texas writer and was released by the Mexican government after spending several weeks in jail. Known in the criminal underworld as El Boto, Cesar Sepúlveda Arellano operates with complete impunity over several parts of the Mexican state of Michoacán. Using the name Blancos de Troya, his cell is part of the Viagra's Cartel Unidos alliance that is fighting in several parts of Michoacán against Mexico's Cartel Jalisco Nueva Generación. While the leadership of Los Viagras is open about their criminal activities, figures like El Boto and Juan José El Abuelo Álvarez Farias try to pass themselves off as self-defense leaders rather than drug lords in an attempt to curry international favor and sympathy. Breitbart, Texas obtained a series of exclusive photographs that show women and children gathering at the entrances of towns in the municipality of Apatzingán wearing white t-shirts with self-defense messages. Locals revealed to Breitbart, Texas that El Boto is paying $500 pesos, $25 U.S. dollars, to $1,000 pesos, $50 U.S. dollars, per week for each adult male and $300 pesos, $15 U.S. dollars, to $500, $25 U.S. dollars, per child that joins his self-defense group in the city. According to residents, the members are required to show up unarmed to the entrances to the city and are each given a stick to carry as a rifle and a t-shirt that says "For a Free Michoacán." The activists are ordered to stand around in areas of potential conflict while El Boto's gunmen roam the region clashing with their rivals. There is a separate group that is tasked with stealing vehicles and setting up roadblocks in the event of any military or police raids. Since that group takes a more active role, they are paid more for their roles. Implementan hashtag Policía Michoacán. At sednamxy la at gn underscore Mexico underscore. Undispositivo de seguridad en la carretera Apatzingán Aguililla. A la altura de la localidad de Chandio. Sitio donde un vehículo se encuentra obstruyendo el tránsito. SSP Michoacán, at Michoacánsp, December 19, 2020. For the past 2 weeks, El Boto's people set up numerous roadblocks in Michoacán in an effort to interfere with law enforcement operations aimed at capturing him or at seizing the heavy weaponry and armored vehicles used by both rival cartels. In August 2018, El Boto, also known as Marego, placed a $100,000 hit on José Luis Lara, a writer for Cartel Chronicles and a founding member of the self-defense movement in Michoacán. Less than 48 hours after the offer was extended, the Mexican Army and Navy followed an anonymous tip to a house in Morelos where they arrested him. El Boto claimed Lara was a spy for the U.S. government. After several months in jail, in April 2020, a Mexican judge ordered his release under suspicious circumstances, Breitbart, Texas reported. Since then, El Boto continued terrorizing parts of Michoacán. Editor's note: Breitbart, Texas traveled to the Mexican states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, Nuevo León, and other areas to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. Breitbart, Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by José Luis Lara, a former leading member who helped start the self-defense movement in Michoacán.